This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage. What time is it? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total Request Thursday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. It's Thursday. We're talking about some NFL football. Week 4 starts tonight. Cincinnati hosting the Miami Dolphins. Ravens hosting the Buffalo Bills. Joining us now to talk about this weekend's matchups and the quarterback matchups in particular. Former NFL head coach, Detroit, of course, Ravens offense coordinator, joining us on the Ashley Furniture Hotline as he does every Thursday at noon, Marty Morningweg. Marty, good afternoon. What's happening?
Bob and Vinny, let's turn it up. It's awesome to be with you. What an exciting NFL season already, and let alone we're going into the fourth week.
Before we get to tonight's game, Marty, and I want to ask you about Tua versus Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert was part of that draft class. He's playing on bad ribs. They've had a decimated team injury-wise. I know a lot of people talking up the Chargers. Is it too early to stick a fork in them, or do we still have 14 games left to determine whether or not they are going to live up to the advanced hype?
It's a marathon season. However, the Chargers are beat up, and they're beat up starting with their quarterback, among others. So I think they're going to have to climb a big, big mountain to sneak into the playoffs. So, yeah, I think it's going to be if they drop one or two more here, it may be over early in the season for the Chargers.
Now, for the Bengals, they're 1-2. They're hosting Miami undefeated. And we've talked about Tua Tagovailoa, certainly after he shredded the Ravens. But how do you feel about Burrow, the punishment he takes, and the importance of this game for the Bengals at home? Last thing I would assume they want to be is 1-3 right now.
Yeah. Well, any team that starts 0-2, there's about somewhere between a 7 and 8% chance of actually making the playoffs. And there's been no teams the last 3 years make the playoffs after starting 0-2. So they got off of the snide. Out of the teams that were 0-2, the Cincinnati Bengals would be the one that I would pick because of their high level of talent and their quarterback to actually overcome it and make the playoffs. Burrow's got some rib injuries. That's a very difficult thing to play through. As just simply as far as the breathing, let alone actually all the movement that has to go through. Now, he's getting beat up a little bit. You know, Vinny and Bob, I always think out of all these sacks that he's taken, typically two-thirds of them are quarterback-related. So he's got to, at some point, adjust his style a little bit. I remember the great Peyton Manning. He had a terrific offensive line, but he'd go single-digit sacks for a whole year. Now, you get these active quarterbacks, you typically live with a few more sacks, but not that many. Joe Burrow, you can take that into your own hands and minimize many of those sacks.
Hey, Marty, when you're, you know, thinking as an offensive coordinator, all right, it's Sunday night or Monday, you know you're getting ready to play Buffalo, the number one pass team in the league, and you've got the 32nd ranked pass defense. Now, what goes into your thinking as a play caller because, you know, you need to help out the defense?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you have to take care of the ball. You want to make sure that you have possession of the ball after every offensive play. That alone, so you stay away from turnovers, really, making it real simple. That alone will help the defense. I will tell you, this is going to be a heck of a matchup, the 2-1 Bills, coming off a horrible loss to the Dolphins, right? I mean, they had so many yards, so many red zone opportunities. It was crazy the way they lost the game. So if they get all of that thing corrected, they're going to give the Ravens a heck of a game. Now, Vinny, the one thing that I'm really concerned about is the Ravens' defense. Mm-hmm. They gave up 447 yards, something crazy, to the Patriots. Now, this is 2 weeks in a row where yep. they've given up a huge amount of yards. Now, the one good thing they did was they got four turnovers. But you just can't play that way over the course of a long season. They've got to tighten that thing up just a little bit.
All right, Marty, when you're looking at it now, I mean, you got Von Miller, you got Rousseau. I mean, you've got the number one defense coming in, and they can get yeah. after the quarterback. If you're Greg Roman, you know, and you got Falele, let's say Falele starting at left tackle, what are you doing game plan? How does that change compared to if you have Ronnie Stanley starting, yeah. and then what would you do with Stanley because he hadn't played in 2 years?
Yeah, the first thing is, no matter which way they go with it, if Ronnie's available or not, he hadn't played in so long.
Yep.
So you're going to have, in the pass game, you're going to have to help that matchup right there. And you can do it many different ways throughout the game. You can put a back or a tight end on or near the line of scrimmage and get a good chip on his release. You can slide the line. There's endless ways that you can take care of that. They better focus in on that. Now, the run game's different. You expect that man to be able to execute the run game at a high level, and you can do some things. You can run away from him at just a touch higher clip without your opponent understanding what you're trying to do. Now, the good thing that the Ravens have is they have an extraordinary mobile type of quarterback. So that helps in these type of situations. You know, the mobile type quarterback. Hey, if you've got one oncoming rusher, that quarterback typically will take care of that man. The problem is if you have two oncoming type of rushers, that's where you get into trouble. So the game plan will be very important in this ball game. I'll give it to the Bills. They lost the game against the Dolphins. But, Vinny, they were playing with four, their whole secondary, four backup players in the secondary. Frazier did a heck of a job. And I will tell you, Leslie will have a very good game plan against Lamar and the Ravens offense. That will be interesting to watch.
Hey, Marty, I'm guessing that with a Von Miller type, you want to run at him, not away, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. In the pass game, I would be really surprised if they don't chip the heck out of him once or twice on the first, second, third, fourth place, somewhere early, and make sure that Von understands this is not going to be a one-on-one game for you. Right. So you set the tone early, and then you run right at a Von Miller type of man whose strengths. What are the man's strengths, right? The man's strength is running and hitting. So he is very effective on the backside, right? So you get into a matchup type situation. What is this man's strengths? What are his weaknesses? Stymie the strengths and go after his weaknesses. Vinny, you hit the nail on the head that way.
Now, Marty, when you see Lamar, what are you seeing? It seems like in critical situations, he'll run the football. You know, I mean, you know, they'll put it in his hands, and then he's going to take off and go.
Yeah. Look, he's still in that developmental stage. This man is so special, right? Okay, so he's got all the gut instincts, the feel of the game, the natural skill and ability. This man is fast, right? And he's throwing the ball really well. He made a couple big jumps in his NFL career throwing the ball. Heck, he just threw four touchdowns or something crazy, right? So now he's got to do the Steve Young type of thing where he forces himself to play the quarterback position first, and then he will build himself into one of the great quarterbacks that play the quarterback position, and he will end up using all of this great running ability 3, 4, 5 times a game rather than 10, 12, 18 times a game. That's what's going to happen. And look, let's just be honest. It can't go on forever because he's going to get a nick in the lower body situation at some point, and he's going to have to play the quarterback position at a high level, right? He won't be able to move quite as much. He's still going to be on the field. Did I explain that well enough there, Vinny?
Yeah, I'm good with that, Marte.
I was very clear,
yes.
Marty.
Yes, yes, bingo. You know, Vinny, I just did my first color commentary for the Montana Grizzlies, who, by the way, are ranked second in the
How'd
in
you
the
do, Marty? NCAA. How'd you do?
Yeah, you know what? I just, you know, we talked about strengths and weaknesses. I kind of know what my strengths are, and I know what my weaknesses are. I just said, Vinny, I'm going to hang with my strengths. I'm going to turn it loose. Let them stop me if they want, you know, and they didn't. So, you know, I think it's important just to know your own strengths and weaknesses. And Von Miller knows what his strengths and weaknesses are, so he likely knows what's coming at him.
Marty Morningweg joins us every Thursday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Coach, we appreciate your time as always. Enjoy week 4, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Man, it's awesome. Have a great rest of the day.
All right, Marte.
Marty Morningweg joining us. It's Vinny and Haney. We'll come back, count some cash, hopefully. A little buy or sell. Rich Dubroff, Oriole. What's the old Clint Eastwood line? Good man always knows his limitations. Brandon Hyde, what were your limitations last night with that lineup? We'll get into that. More of a stronger Oriole performance, we think, offensively going up against Nathan Eovaldi. But the Orioles' playoff hopes are very, very dim. Rich Dubroff will talk about that.
Well, how about Clint East make my day?
Well, it's more. That's what Rich Dubroff, Rich Hill was saying. Saw that lineup. Make my day. You feel lucky, punk. And we got Bills breakdown defensively later on in the hour here on this Total Request Thursday.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Lot going on in world sports. That's an understatement. You know what they are. NFL season week 4 starts tonight. You can hear the game. Dolphins at Cincinnati on The Fan. Orioles in their final 7 games of the regular season. Baseball postseason right around the corner. College football. Maryland big game as favorites against Michigan State. Hockey's already playing preseason games. NBA Wizards taking on Golden State tomorrow in Tokyo. So it's getting here, everybody. But let's count some cash first. How about a little total request money on buy or sell?
Well, Bob, yesterday we were up over 500. Today we're down 448. S&P's down 78. NASDAQ is down 329. They say a lot of it's Apple. Apple's down $6.79. DraftKings down 62 cents. Under Armour's down 39 cents to $6.60.
What did I tell you yesterday, Vinny? We had Cordell Lynn. It goes up.
Yeah.
Said when Bob comes back tomorrow, we'll be in the red again.
Yeah, we
and
were.
What do you know?
Yeah.
Don't make me start cussing people out. Proceed.
Well, we'll start with something that some people, a lot of people actually, are pretty riled up about. Of course, you had that unfortunate injury to Sterling Shepard on Monday night. He's done for the year, and a lot of people around the football world are reacting negatively towards the artificial turf at MetLife and pretty much any stadium that has fake grass. Even Odell Beckham Jr., he chimed in on social media, said that the league should ban artificial turf. He suffered his serious injury while playing on fake grass in the Super Bowl. His quote here saying, "Billions made off this game. I can't understand why we can't play on grass." Even the NFL Players Association has raised concerns in the past. Vinny, buy or sell, there will come a time where artificial turf is banned by the league.
I'm going to sell that just because of weather and stuff. But the thing about like the two stadiums that you just talked about, I think because there's so many things that go on in those stadiums, you know, that it's in squares, you know, when they put it together. So it's not, you know, like you go to if you go down to the Terps' turf, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a 100-piece, you know, it's they lay it down and they keep it down. You know, at those stadiums like in L.A. and in New York, you know, they take it out.
It's like field turf or like carpet tiles.
Yes,
sort of thing.
Exactly. And you're putting them together. And, you know, you got more creases, which cause more problems, you know. And I think that is probably a cause of a lot more injuries, you know. And there it's about convenience. It's about the dollar. It's about efficiency. But it's not the best thing for the players.
And it's way better than it used to be. Remember what artificial turf used to be like? Be like playing on asphalt.
When I was in college, yeah, it was. Yeah, basically, I mean, you had, like, when you'd get done with a game, Bob, you'd have so many rug burns and stuff all over your whole body and everything.
It's like playing on Berber carpet.
That's exactly right. Underneath was
with cement underneath.
Was a slab of cement and a little piece of grass.
Well, the White Sox, they were officially, mathematically eliminated from the postseason, but we knew that was coming, right? Any day now. Ends a season for them that started with so much potential, so much fanfare. Tony La Russa, he's taken most of the heat this year, and the questions about his future are only going to grow louder because of his health concerns. But you look at Chicago, their players, I mean, they had a lot of guys banged up this year. Stars like Jimenez, Anderson. Overall, 500 days worth of IL time for that team. Bob Byersel, injuries should be the top blame for them this season, not necessarily their manager.
I'll soft buy it. Because, yeah, Luis Robert was hurt. Lance Lynn, I think, started the year on the IL. But I was talking to Robbie Jr., Robbie's first base, about this very subject. Tony La Russa, I mean, you've got your in to make a move. Heart problems. Been on the shelf for what, about a month now? Then they actually kind of perked up a little bit. They've lost eight in a row, so they're really crashing at the end. I think Tony La Russa is already in the Hall of Fame. His legacy is established. I think it's time to make a move there, Jerry Reinsdorf. Get someone, you know, who, you know, isn't pushing 80. I don't know. Don't want to age discriminate, but this is a guy that'd be up, you know, a guy be 0-2 in the count, he'd intentionally walk him.
That's or fall asleep.
Yeah, or fall asleep. I mean, you get tired.
It's an easy out for Reinsdorf.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Just bust a move, as they would say.
A matchup in tonight's game to keep an eye on. Bengals and Dolphins, of course, going head-to-head. You got Tyreek Hill and Eli Apple. Well, apparently these two, they've got some sort of beef. This goes back a couple years. And Tyreek, he got things rolling as soon as their Sunday win over the Bills ended. In his post-game press conference, called out Eli Apple, said, "I'm waiting for you. You know where to find me." That sort of thing. And no comments from Apple yet. He's taken, you know, the high road for now. But his Bengals teammates, they've said, "We've got his back if anything pops off." Who knows how often they'll be paired up one-on-one. But Vinny Byersel, we see things get chippy tonight on Thursday Night Football.
I'll sell it. Just because... You know, Eli Apple can't hold his jock, Tyreek Hill's. You know, so he's going to need a lot of help throughout. So I don't know that Eli Apple, you know, on a consistent basis is going to be lined up one-on-one. Because if he is, that's a matchup that they'll go after.
Well, Bo Bichette, he didn't get off to the hottest of starts this season, but he might be having the hottest finish to the season, and that's saying something. Batting almost 400 in the month of September. Damn. 46 hits on the month. That puts him one shy of Tony Fernandez, Lloyd Mosby for the most in a month in Toronto history. Just one game left for them. Tomorrow night, they'll face the Red Sox. Nick Pivetta on the mound for them. Bob, buy or sell, Bichette picks up the two hits necessary to break the franchise record.
Yeah, let's buy it. Let's do it. Let's go all in on Bo Bichette, who was wearing out the Orioles down the stretch, much to the dismay of Brandon Hyde. Look, the bloodlines are there. He's a premier player. He is proving that. And as you mentioned there, Norm, he did get off to a slow start, but he is one of the best young players in baseball, and he is proving that at an appropriate time for the Blue Jays, who have lost two in a row, but still look like they're well on their way to the postseason. We'll come back, talk some Orioles baseball. Rich Dubrow, Birds taking on the Red Sox, 135 at Fenway Park. Orioles have lost two in a row, 4-5. Playoff hopes dwindling. by the day. Can they sustain at least one more rally, depending on what Seattle does? We'll talk to Rich about that and more. Going to break down the Buffalo Bills defensively on film. We broke down the offense earlier with Vinny did, and they're really good. Are they as good on the opposite side of the ball, getting a little bit healthier, it seems, for the Ravens? Stay tuned for that. NFL Lunch at 1, going to hear from John Harbaugh, going to hear from Lamar Jackson, going to hear from Marcus Peters, all very much they're Marcus Peters is a guy that you love in the media because he's good for the quote, and Lamar's got a lot to say. So that's coming up at 1 o'clock. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Fantasy advice, if you take it, you'll be successful, and you'll thank us next week. That's coming up at 1:30.
Covering everything sports every day. 105.7 The Fan.
Total Request Thursday. You pick the songs at 410-583-1057. Plaza 4 text line. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. Bringing that one out. About another hour and 10 minutes or so. It's Vinny and Haiti. Bob Haiti. Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass. Orioles in an hour. Taking on the Red Sox series finale at Fenway. Then it's off to the Bronx. And then back home for the home finale series against the Blue Jays. Here to talk about what's going on with the Birds in their final seven games of the season from BaltimoreBaseball.com. He's on the Ashley Furniture Hotline. He is Rich Dubroff. Rich, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bob. Good afternoon, Vinny, from beautiful Fenway.
Nice. Now, I know you don't make the lineup, Rich Dubroff. And I'm sure you and your colleagues had the old head scratcher out yourself when we saw what Brandon Hyde put on the old lineup card against Rich Hill and the Red Sox, and only one run was scored. That was a solo bomb from Robinson Chirinos. So when you had guys like Mullins heating up, Santander has been on fire, Henderson and Rutschman, young guys, and I understand the splits against lefties, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So you saw that lineup last night. Was there any reasoning behind it as explained by Brandon Hyde?
Well, he said that Mullins was really, really tired. And also, it was actually the same lineup pretty much that he started against Rich Hill in his previous game, which a lot of people weren't paying attention to because it was on September 11th and the Ravens were playing the Jets. But it was it was the same lineup. I didn't think he wanted to expose Henderson to the tough left-hander. He wanted to give Rutschman a day off, and Rutschman hits righties much better than he does lefties, and of course Mullins. So it wasn't as much of a head scratcher to me as it was to the fans.
And I believe in that previous matchup against Rich Hill, they lost that game too. But it's the home stretch. You're barely holding on to your play. And I'm speaking as a fan now, Rich. You're barely holding on to your playoff status. Could you understand why fans might have been running a little bit hot because you want your best players on the field in a very crucial part of your season?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think fans would like them to play Adley Rutschman, every single game. But it's not possible for a catcher. And for guys like Henderson and Rutschman, they've never played this far into a season. They're way past, where they've played this far into a season. And even though they're really young, players get tired. You know, a few weeks ago when the Orioles were in Houston, I was listening to Dusty Baker, and he said, not only is it not a marathon and not a sprint, it's a marathon. But remember, at the end of a marathon, you're not sprinting. You're limping in. And that's sort of what what players are doing now. And, it's hard. This is hard. I mean, being around teams the last month of the season, the last couple of weeks of the season, it gives me an appreciation for how hard it is. They because of the lockout, they didn't have as many off days as they have, and the Orioles are playing 20 games in the last 20 days. They don't have a day off in the last 3 weeks. So that's very, very hard.
The only thing I would say to that, Rich, like if you're in a playoff hunt, like in the NFL or something, you want every opportunity in the world. Like I'd be telling those guys, listen, you got 8 games less. You got 4 months to rest after this. I I got to go with my best guy. I still just it just I can't believe
he's speechless.
I just can't believe that the lineup that you put in, because the last time they put that lineup in, they lost 11-0.
1-0.
1-0.
Yeah. Wasted a quality start.
Yeah, still got no hits. You know, I mean, and they did the same, you know, why did you expect anything different? Same thing that happened the last time.
Well, actually, Vinny, what they were hoping was they were hoping that Hill was going to get out of the game after four or five innings. He went, you know, he was able to go six, and then they could flip the lineup. I don't think he wanted to play Mullins because Mullins was really gasping, but he ended up putting, you know, Henderson in, and he ended up pinch hitting Rutschman in the ninth inning. But I thought that he was going to get. He thought he was going to get the matchups he wanted, maybe in the last four innings. But then, you know, they didn't do anything really against their bullpen either. So it wasn't just, you know, Rich Hill. They got, you know, they got the Torino's home run once he left the game. And that was it.
Rich, if Mullins came to me and said, you know, I'm tired. I said, how in the hell can you be tired? You don't play against lefties. You know, I mean, you can't be tired. You got to play. You know, I mean, that just it makes no sense to me. And Rich, how about you? You think that Mullins asked for a trade after the season?
No. I mean, they're not going to trade. They're not going to trade Cedric Mullins. They'd only trade Cedric Mullins if they were able to get a really great arm. So I think you're going to see Cedric Mullins here next year. But I think the thing that's been disappointing is how he's hit lefties this year. If you look at his numbers against lefties, they've been very, 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 very disappointing.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles and Red Sox coming up at 1:35. All right, you mentioned great arms. Last thing for you, Rich. Last homestand starts next week against Toronto. Blue Jays look secure in their bid to get into the playoffs, just trying to get that top wild card. Grayson Rodriguez pitches for the Orioles next week at Camden Yards. Yes or no?
Yes. I guess maybe he'd pitch, Tuesday or Wednesday. That's just my guess. But I think fans would like to see it. I think they would like to see what he looks like in a major league uniform. Pitching, you know, in a major league stadium. So I'll guess yes.
Hey, Rich, you know, I saw on Twitter the other day, and Bob said it's been out for about a week, about, you know, that the Orioles contacted Goldman Sachs about the sale. Goldman Sachs about the sale. Will we have a sale in the off season?
No. I think that, you know, I don't think things with this franchise ever move, you know, ever move speedily. I don't think that I know absolutely nothing, but my guess is that, you know, they'd consider it, but over the off season, no. I'm interested to see what's going to happen with the Nationals, because I think that's going to, you know, sort of set a price for the Orioles, and then maybe, you know, if there would be a sale or a partial sale, you know, people who groups that didn't get the Nationals might be interested in the Orioles, but who knows? There've been rumors of sales, as you know, here for 20 years. And until it happens, I'll remain skeptical.
I'm going to scrape my change together, see what I can do there. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Rich, as always, appreciate the
time.
Thanks, Rich. Enjoy the game at Fenway this afternoon.
Okay, my pleasure. Yep. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. How about we take a look at the Buffalo Bills on film defensively? You know the fancy names on offense, and they rate very high in that category. But how are they on defense? Vinny's going to break them down. Got NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Going to hear from John Harbaugh, Marcus Peters, and Lamar Jackson. Going to look at tonight's game as Cincinnati hosts the Miami Dolphins. That means we get our picks started for week 4, as we got some catching up to do, at least me and Nolan do. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. You want some fantasy football advice? Where you're going to get it from one of the best, coming up at 1:30.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup.
Who's your connection?
You sound like a cop to me.
Who's your connection?
Enter Vinny's Film Room on 105.7 The Fan.
All right, earlier in the show, we did film study on the Buffalo Bills offensively, where they rate very high in a lot of categories. You know, like total offense, they're number two and number one in pass offense. However, do they match that awesomeness on the defensive side of the ball? Let's find out. Film study, Bills defense.
Yeah, the Bills defense, Bob. I mean, they're ranked number one. They only give up 214 yards a game, past their number two, 156. You know, touchdowns, passes, they've only given up two. They're ranked number one. Interceptions, they're right behind the Ravens with five. Quarterback rating, they give up a quarterback rating of 65.3, the number one in the league. So they're very good. And an average per rush, they're second in the league, give up 2.8, and they only give up 57 yards rushing a game, which is second. So, I mean, they play to run pass. Now, their talent defensively, let's just start with their pass rush. Greg Rousseau, he was a first-round pick in 21 out of University of Miami. And then Von Miller, who they got from the Rams this past year. I mean, they get after it. I mean, they're good. They're very good. Very good against the pass. You got to account for both of them. Both of them can get to the quarterback. Rousseau has 3.5 sacks. But I think, you know, having Miller there helps him. Miller's got, I think, 1.5 sacks. But he's always in the backfield. I mean, against Miami, he was. So they're good there. Now, Rousseau plays the run pretty good. Von Miller, he'll jump around. Like when we were talking with Marty, I'd run at Von Miller. Don't run away from him because he'll chase it. Run at him because, like, he'll jump inside. You know, he'll give you the edge sometimes. So I would run at Von Miller. But rushing the passer, those two are as good as it gets. Now, the inside guys, you know, Daquan Jones and Tim Settle, I thought they play well. And their takeoff off the ball, and they're big guys too. They take off like the Ravens, you know, did against the Jets. Their explosion off the snap is really good. Really good. And they've got depth. You know, Boogie Basham, he's number 55. You'll see him rushing the passer
Wake Forest,
too.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, he's good. You know, so they've got like eight dudes that they can rotate through there. And a lot of times it's hard to tell. You know, so they can stay rested. And they do a good job fundamentally. And the thing they do, too, is they chase the ball, man. Their whole defense. They run after it. They chase it. They're aggressive to the football. And they're physical. They do a good job tackling, too. Now, their linebackers, Milano and Tremaine Edmonds, I like them both. Edmonds was their first-round pick in 18. Matt Milano, he just a really smart guy, gets everybody lined up, good tackler, good football player. You know, he's got 14 tackles. You know, he's third on the team behind Edwards. But he reminds me of, like, when we had Gary Plummer, you know, like a coach on the field, that's Milano. I'm sure he's got the green dot, Bob, you know, and he's like a coach on the field. Probably helps Edmonds a lot, too. But he dropped a pick six.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, right in his hand, just like Queen.
Manos DiPietro.
Yeah, but those two kids are, I think Edmonds and Milano are both very good players. You know, they can play the pass. They do a really good job in the run. That's why they give up 57 yards a game, you know, because both got instincts, especially Milano. You know, he can fill. So it's going to be interesting. Now, in the back end, they had all new starters last week, you know, but it was hard to tell. I think Elam was still starting, you know, the rookie who's played real well, their first-round pick. He's jersey number 24. He's a super athletic guy. I just thought he was raw. But he's come along quite well. But their secondary, very physical. Very physical. And it wasn't like, you know, I mean, you look at Waddle had 4 catches and Tyreek Hill had 2 for 33 yards. You know, I mean, look at what they had against the Ravens. What, almost 300 yards or 350 between them, where they pretty much shut them down. Waddle caught a post route in cover 2, a deep one, which was a hell of a throw. You know, and maybe if they have Poyer and, you know, their starting guys, maybe that's an interception instead. But the ball has to come out fairly quick, you know, against them, which, you know, fit right into Tua's hands. But they tackled well, but they get so much pressure on a quarterback. That's the thing. I mean, they're going to be coming, you know, and if it's Falele, you know, Morgan Moses is going to be challenged. Linderbaum's going to be challenged this time because, you know, if he's got a big guy and he's got to block the big guys, you know, with the bull rush, Powers is going to be challenged because they're athletic. So I'm definitely concerned for Lamar, you know, about the pass rush, you know, how they're going to block them all. And if Falele plays, then it's going to be really tough. But I'm thinking that Stanley's going to play, but I still think he's going to have a hard time and he's going to need to be get protection too. But it's a really good defense. I think it's a good defense. It's a fast defense. They're a plus two, you know, so they get the ball back too. Bob, their defense last week only played 19 minutes. So, I mean, this is a defense. They played 39 snaps, the defense did. 39. So, I mean, they're well-rested, sure, you know, coming into this one. So, it's just a really good football. Their kicker, he missed a bad field goal, you know. So maybe the kicking game can be somewhat of a fact, you know, because Tucker's automatic.
Yeah, Bass 4-for-5 on the year.
Yeah, he missed the one in the Miami game, you know. So, but they have a hell of a football team, and they're going to be extremely physical on defense. They're going to run to the ball. You're going to see they're all chasing the ball. They're a fun defense to watch, but they can really get after the quarterback because in their stances, man, they're like running a 40-yard dash up the field. That's what they're doing. And then they have other guys feel. Like in the run game and stuff, you know, you hit a run play. Man, the safety, like, bam, they're coming up quick. So, you know, I'm sure that they're going to try some play action pass. But biggest thing is you know, for the Ravens, you know, offensively, Bob, they got to get first downs and they got to eat some clock. Because, you know, last time, Buffalo's offense was on the field 41 minutes. And if that happens to the Ravens, they – you know, I mean, we saw that with Miami, what happened. So, I mean, that's going to be big. The Ravens got to find a way to get first downs and eat clock. I mean, if they can have the ball 30 minutes, you know how big that would be, you know, for the Ravens. But it's hard to run on these guys, and it's hard to throw on them just because they get so much pressure on the quarterback.
Ravens are 3-point underdogs at home. Over-under is 51, according to Caesars Sportsbook. However, Lifetime. The Bills at M&T Bank Stadium, 5-1. John Harbaugh, 4-1 against Buffalo at home. We'll come back. It's NFL lunchtime. We're going to hear from Lamar. We're going to hear from John Harbaugh. Also going to hear from Marcus Peters later on in the hour. Give you the Orioles lineup as they get ready for the Red Sox. 1:35. We'll preview tonight's game as Cincinnati is hosting the Miami Dolphins as 3.5-point favorites there. And Mike Harmon is going to give us some fantasy football advice from Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. His podcast is I Want Your Flex. You want to win some money, you keep it tuned to The Fan, and Mike Harmon's going to help you the best he can.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.